The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Football Social Daily Shots.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's edition of Shots for the latest breaking Premier League news. And we start with the return of the Europa League tonight as Manchester United and Arsenal both take to the European stage, hoping to go one step further into the knockout stages. First up, there's an away trip for the Red Devils, who started off their group with a loss to Real Sociedad at Old Trafford, but a victory over FC Sheriff now puts them second as they go into the game in Cyprus against Omonia Nicosia, just next to the familiar Ayia Napa Party Hub. Erik ten Hag will be looking for a strong reaction after being beaten rather convincingly by their noisy neighbours 6-3 at the Etihad Stadium, as Cristiano Ronaldo had to look on from the bench again. The United boss was quick to suggest, though, that the Portuguese forward is happy at the club, and he wants to get a reaction from the whole squad tonight.
Yeah, I don't see he is unhappy. So he's happy, he's training well, he's enjoying. I think everyone is training well. There's a good spirit and vibe on the training, so that's not the point. But it's important because it's a base to work well.
What contribution then do you still see him making this season? And obviously, I presume you still see him making that contribution beyond January.
Oh, you know, everyone knows. What do you expect from strikers? First, production, and second, also in football, it's 11. Nowadays football 11 defend, 11 attack, so everyone has to contribute. No, I know when you are going in a process, it will not go only upside. You will have setbacks, and we beat the number one in the league. We beat Liverpool. On Sunday we had a bad day at the office, clear, and then we got beaten. And in this moment, on that day, City was better. We have to accept it, but what we can't accept is our performance. That was unacceptable.
One big plus for the Red Devils tonight is that Anthony Martial is back in contention to start after a month out through injury. But should he make way for Ronaldo in the striker position? And is it time Casemiro starts more games for United? Here's what Jay Motti from Stretford Paddock thinks.
I think that Martial, for me, is better, or you know, is sort of had his best seasons for us down the middle as a number nine. I think when everyone's fit and when it's a Premier League game, I expect Martial to start up front as a number nine. I think in games like this, it's a little bit different. He's coming back from injury, so Ronaldo's not really played much recently as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if Martial does play off the left. Then that's not an issue. He has played there before. But I think moving forward, you can expect to see Anthony Martial starting as a number nine for Manchester United with Marcus Rashford on the left, or Jadon Sancho and Anthony on the right. The case of Casemiro and McTominay. McTominay's been playing well. He's been playing well, and that's why he's kept in the team. And that's something that Erik ten Hag's done. He's saying, if you're playing well, it's a message you send to everyone, then you keep your place, regardless of how big the names are, like Ronaldo or Casemiro, who are weighing in the wings. So I do think Casemiro eventually will become a first-team regular for Manchester United. I think he's too good not to. But at the minute, it's been Scott McTominay. I just wonder after the derby day whether things might be starting to change now, whether he might start looking at going, now is the right time to start bringing in Casemiro.
This is Football Social Daily Shots.
Premier League leaders Arsenal are also in action tonight as they face Bodo Glimt at the Emirates Stadium. Gunners boss Mikel Arteta may use it as a chance to refresh the side ahead of their clash against Liverpool at the weekend. Mohamed Elneny and Emile Smith Rowe are long-term absentees, but this fixture may provide an opportunity for Fabio Vieira, Sambi Lokonga and Marquinhos. One player that has stood out in Arsenal's strong start to the season has been William Saliba, though his contract has been a talking point with only 2 years remaining. However, Arteta remains calm on the situation.
I don't know, I was really impressed and at the same time surprised when I spoke to him, and obviously the way the relationship started and he went on loan and he came back and he went again. That was a bit of damage there because obviously he has some certain expectation and something has happened. But again, he was so committed and so focused just to play for Arsenal that I think it took a little bit by surprise for all of us. So if I look at how he talks about the club and how much he wants to be here, I have no doubt that he wants to continue to be here.
We'll have a full reaction and analysis to the results on tomorrow's Football Social Daily Show, as well as looking to the weekend's matches. And there are some crackers to look forward to. And that's it from today's edition of Shots. Remember, all those reviews of tonight's European games will be in the next Football Social Daily. Thanks for listening. See you on the next one.